The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Very interesting in the gospel this morning. It's a very short one. It's very concise. But in fact, it contains an enormous amount. Contains 9/10 of Jesus' teaching. Just putting it into context, Jesus was about 30 years of age when he made his public appearance. And up to then, Jesus never really spoke. And then at the beginning of beginning of his ministry, we're told he spent 40 days in the desert among the wild beasts. Well, there were no wild beasts in Palestine at that time, so it's a figure of speech. And so what were the wild beasts mentioned in the gospel this morning? And we all have them in our lives and are sometimes referred to as our own particular demons. And we all have them, whether we are prepared to admit that or not. Now, in a few moments, I want you to think along the lines of what we have done with the teaching of Jesus. Jesus said in the gospel this morning, the good news is now, the kingdom of God is now, it's here. Now look what we have done. We have turned everything that Jesus said into an evacuation plan for the hereafter, as a way to get to heaven finally. That's not what Jesus came for. Jesus did not come to tell us how to get to heaven. He came to tell us how to live in this life, right here and now. Jesus was always, as God is always in the now, not out there, not in the future. And for some unknown reason, we turned everything Jesus said on its head. And we said, oh no, it's all about planning our way to get to the next life. No, it's about here. It's about here and now. Now look, the temptations of Jesus are very, very interesting. What was he tempted on? What were the temptations? Now, when we think of temptations, we invariably, again, because of the way the church has become, I use the word obsessed, and most of us have become obsessed, we think of temptations, and by association of ideas, we immediately think of something to do with sex. It might seem a funny thing to say, but Jesus was never really into sex. He rarely mentioned it. In fact, Jesus said, made some unusual statements. He said, prostitutes and sinners are getting into the kingdom of God, are getting into heaven before you. Which was an interesting thing coming from Jesus. So what were the real sins in that Jesus spent 9/10 of his time here preaching about? What were the real sins? Well, there were the temptations that he went through in the desert when he had to, as a human being, face his own demons. That's the other thing we did in the church. We made Jesus, or we divinized him to the detriment of his humanity. And you got to realize Jesus was totally, totally human and subject to the same temptations as you and I are subject to. And the temptations of Jesus were three things, really. We sometimes call them the three P's: power, prestige, and possessions. For example, the devil saying to him, if you fall down and worship me, I will put you in charge of the whole world. I will give you all the power that you want. Possessions. I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth. You will own everything. Now, that's, for most of us, they are the main sins in our life. And so we need to look into our own demons this morning and during Lent. That's what Lent is all about. Not just about giving up something, but really facing up to how I'm doing. So, what are our addictions? Are you addicted to anything? Am I addicted to anything? That's the question. And you might say, oh no, I don't have an addiction. And again, look at the way our mind works. The minute we use the word addiction, what do? We think of drugs, alcohol, sex, eating. They're not the real addictions. I'm talking this morning about the addictions to power. To power. The addiction to possessions. Now you look around the world today and see how many of us are addicted to power. Is the church free from this? The church never preaches about these things because the church has made bedfellows with power, prestige, maintain the good name of the institution at all costs, possessions. And so the church admires people, goes the other way, admires people who have made a lot of money. Never saying, how do you come to have so much money? Admire people who are successful. But that's not what Jesus spoke about. It is not. If you read the Gospels, if you don't believe me, that's not what Jesus was into at all. And so the church very comfortably substituted sex for everything else. And so by doing that, they could shame people because they could cause people to be ashamed of their bodies. Well, your body is a beautiful thing. Our bodies are wonderful. Sex is a beautiful thing and something not to be ashamed of. something not to be ashamed of. It's a God-given gift. But our real addictions. So look at yourselves. Are you addicted to power? To control? Do you always want to be in control? Do you know somebody who is a control freak? And do you see any bit of you in that person? Hard, isn't it, when you begin looking at it like that? Do you see any bit of you in that person? Maybe you're married to a control freak. Always want to be in charge, always right. What about prestige? Pride? Worried about what other people think, always looking over your shoulder. You want to be with the right group, want to be seen with the right people. You won't be seen with anybody who you think is beneath you. How judgmental we can become in that respect. And then the final one, possessions. Now that's a difficult one. That's a very difficult one. Do you have possessions, or are you possessed by your possessions? Are you addicted to money or things or having more all the time? If I have enough for my needs, why do I want more and more and more all the time? How do you feel when the stock market plunges maybe 1,000 points? Are you upset? Are you worried? Does that throw you in? Does that change your mood? Does that change your mood? These are the things that Jesus was talking about in the gospel. You know, these are real addictions. And this is 9/10 of the time of the gospel, Jesus preaching about that. And we very neatly put it all aside. In all my life, and I have to admit it myself too, I don't think I've ever given a homily on the 10th commandment. On the 10th commandment. And I bet you some people don't even know what the 10th commandment is. I've heard many sermons on the 6th commandment and on the 9th, but I've never heard, and I'm sure you've never heard a homily on the 10th commandment. The 10th commandment is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. How envious we are when we see somebody with something better, how we want to have that, how we go after things all the time. And we are part of the consumer culture, of the materialistic culture. Very, very much, even though at times, oh, it's okay, everybody else does it. But that's not what Jesus said. Is it tough? In the gospel this morning, it's tough. And we all need to look at that. And so my suggestion for Lent, rather than giving up things, you know, giving up something, look at your own demons and don't say, please, well, this doesn't concern me. It does. It concerns me. I have to do it. And it's much better than giving up something. You know, talking about giving up things for Lent. Well, I was telling some people the other day very quickly. There was a priest one night, he was out on a sick call. And he was on his way back to his car after administering the sacraments to person who was very, very ill. And while he was walking back to his car, a guy comes up behind him, puts a knife in his back and says, "I want your money." And the priest says, "Actually, I don't have any money at the moment. I've come out without my pocketbook." And the guy says, "Your money or your life." And then the priest turns around to tell him he doesn't have any money. And the guy says, "Oh, I'm sorry, Father. I didn't realize it was you." And so the priest is very shaken. And it was in the days when everybody smoked. And so the priest pulls a packet of cigarettes out of his pocket because to calm his nerves, and he offered one to the guy who put the gun in his back. And the guy said, "Oh no, Father, thank you, I've given them up for Lent." So where was he going, you know? So will you think about that, about the temptations of Jesus, and why was Jesus tempted in that way? Because like us, he was human, and these were the things that really, 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 these are the real temptations in life, and where we all ought to be looking. So let's stand now and recite our creed.